各位长辈啊，叔叔还有弟兄姐妹啊，大家平安。
Peace be with all the my elders as well as fellow brothers and sisters.
啊，奉耶稣圣名真道。
In the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ, the best testimony of this word.
我每一天啊，一打开眼睛都必须过我们每一天的日子。
Every time in the morning when we open our eyes, we need to live our life.
所以我们说，我们的日子是啊，每一分钟、每一秒钟啊所组成的。
And we say that our days are formed by our minutes as well as our seconds.
当一个人过着快乐的日子的时候
，when a person lead a happy life，
或者说他的环境啊都能够适应的话
，or he can be accustomed to his environment，
啊，他的日子很快就会过去。
Then his days shall pass swiftly.
一年好像一天
，a year is likened to a day.
啊，很快就会过去了。
And soon after it will pass.
就像刚刚结束的短期神学班一样。
It's just like the youth theological course that is still ended.
八天一转眼间就过去了。
In the twinkling of an eye, 18 days has passed.
很多学生都舍不得离开你。
And many students cannot bear to depart.
但是相对的。
But on the contrary,
当一个人过着不快乐、不开心的时候
，if a person leads an unhappy life，
或是他的那个环境不能够适应
，or he cannot be accustomed to the environment he's in，
那同样的，他日子就感觉到很难过了。
Then he feels that it is difficult to pass his days。
啊，对他来说，要过一天啊，好像要过一年一样。
And to him, a day is just like a year。
我们人因为是泥土所造。
Because man is formed from the dust.
我们很容易受好我们的外在一些周遭的环境或是事情所影响我们。
We are affected by the things around us.
就好像气候一样，也会影响我们。
Just like
气候
Just like weather, it can also affect us.
我们在外头工作的话
，When we work outside,
如果气候啊都很凉爽的话，我们心情都会开朗起来。
If the weather is good and cooling, then our mood will also be good.
但是如果气候是非常燥热的话
，However, if the weather is very hot,
我们都感觉到很累
，then we will feel very lethargic.
啊，我们人很容易被影响。
Man is easily affected.
在我们的啊日子里面
，and in our days of our life，
除了我们的日常生活啊以外
，other than our daily lives，
再就是我们要过的就是我们的信仰生活。
We need to lead a life of faith.
啊，在我们信仰生活里面啊
，in our life of faith，
当然有时候有起伏不同的状况。
There are ups and downs, there are different situations.
啊，曾经啊有一个年长者这样子说一句话。
There was once a more elderly said this.
啊，我们来看这些圣经。
Let's read the Bible.
我们来看《生命记》。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记的第33章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33。
生命记33章，我们来看第25节。
Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 25。
33章第25节。
33 verse 25。Your standards shall be iron and bronze, as the days, so shall your strength be.
这个你的门栓哈，那英文或者是原文当中应该是啊斜啊斜的意思。
It tells us about the standards.
啊，我们怀疑哈，你的门栓那个门栓是代表斜的意思。
Standards.
啊，他这边讲说，你们的门栓是铜的啊，是铁的。
It tells us the standards shall be iron and bronze.
但是你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
As your days, so shall your strength be.
生命记是摩西到120岁的时候所讲的一句话。
And this was something spoken by Moses when he was 120 years old.
我们知道摩西一生当中有三个阶段。
We understand that Moses has 3 stages in his life.
啊，有王宫的阶段。
He has the 1st stage of life in the palace.
也跑到米甸旷野的阶段。
The 2nd stage when he was in the wilderness of Midian.
而且第二个阶段就是以神同行，带领以色列百姓出埃及。
And the 3rd stage of his life, he walked with God and he led the people of Israel out of Egypt.
啊，如今啊，他这个带领的这个阶段就到这里，要交这个棒子给耶稣亚。
And at this juncture, he's about to pass the baton of leadership to Joshua.
啊，因为他本身不能够进迦南地。
Because he could not enter the land of Canaan.
到了这个最后阶段的时候
，at this last stage,
啊，神就告诉他，你要再一次伸张你过去的啊，神给你的命令啊。
You have to recount and reiterate the commandments which God has given.
所以他在他年岁最后的年岁一百二十岁的时候，他就写了啊这一篇啊讲了这一篇生命记。
And when he was at the end of his days, about at 120 years old, he wrote the book of Deuteronomy.
意思就是说，再次的来伸张神的命令。
And to tell us that once again he reiterated the commandments of God.
啊，再次的交代新一代的啊，以后进到迦南地的时候，要怎么做，怎么行。
Once again he instructed his people what they are to do when they enter the land of Canaan.
所以在生命记里头
，So in the book of Deuteronomy,
有包括祝福。
It includes blessings.
有包括咒诅。
It includes curses.
有包括最后的交代。
It includes the last instruction.
当然，也包括他老人家的心声。
Of course, it includes, his life experience as an old person.
有时候年长者给我们年轻的话语啊，我们会收藏在心里头。
Sometimes we keep the words of the more elderly in our hearts.
当然，圣经的话语是最重要的。
But of course, the word of the Bible is the most important.
但是一些啊，对我们啊。比较有感情的年长者
，But those of the elderly who we know them better
啊，尤其是我们这年轻的
，Especially for us who are young，
很多年长者都看我们长大的
，The more elderly people have seen us grown up。
哎，啊，小弟来到这个新加坡
，When I came to Singapore，
啊，以前过去的信仰的基础也是在这边打的
，I built my foundational faith here。
哎，这三年的短期神学班就在新加坡来度过。
I spent my 3 years of my youth short-term theological course here.
有的年长就告诉我
，and some who are more elderly told me.
以前你在智洛古路还看到你啊。
In the past, I saw you in Teluk Kurau Church, the old Teluk Kurau.
他们都讲说你以前还是啊圆这样子，在教会转来转去。
In the past, you are still very rounded, and you are turning about in the church.
有时候年长者他也给我们的勉励。
The encouragement by our elderly.
哎，我们会收在心里头。
We will keep them in our heart.
因为我们看到他们走过的日子。
Because when we look at the days they have spent.
而且神怎么给他们力量
？And how God has given them strength.
而且他们到了这个年纪还能够持守在主的里头。
And they're able to preserve themselves in the Lord at this age.
就是年轻人我们效法的榜样。
This is an example that as young people we should follow.
哎，小弟如今啊所负担的地方
，the place that I'm pastoring.
啊，有一位年长者，有一位长老，常常跟小弟一起去访问。
There's an elderly that frequently accompanied me for visitation.
两天一次，两天一次的，整天访问。
And we will go visiting once in 2 days.
这位长老已经八十多岁了。
And this elder is already 80 over years old.
小弟是很感谢神的地方就在这里。
This is the point that I really thank God for.
这么年轻啊。
I'm young.
啊，有一个年长者在旁边啊，整个重心都稳定下来。
That I have such an elderly person beside me, and I can be very assured.
八十多岁的长老一直在我旁边一起去做圣工。
Because there's an 80-year-old elder always by my side doing the work of the Lord.
身为年轻的我们啊，有很大的感触。
As youth, we have very deep impressions of this.
啊，我们也对他真的是啊很。尊敬他们
，and we truly respect them。
哎，曾经啊，小弟在实习的时候
，when I was practicing，
哎，被派到这槟城教会去
，I was sent to the church in Penang。
啊，那么刚好有位长老从美国来的长老
，and there was it was coincidence that there was an elder from United States。
啊，这个美国长老他已经退休了。
And this elder from United States has already retired。
从台湾回到美国去休养啊。
And he has。Gone from Taiwan back to U.S. For retirement.
好几年前，他最后一趟来南洋这一带。
The last time when he came to this region.
我相信我不讲他的名字啊，大家都知道吧。
I believe without stating the name, everyone would already know.
刚刚好他到槟城去。
And it was coincidence that he was in Penang.
在那个地区差不多走了四五天。
And he was at that place for about 4 to 5 days.
小弟就跟他在一起。
And I accompanied him.
在其中四五天，当然讲了很多。
And of course, within the 4 to 5 days, we have spoken a lot.
对年轻人一直要听啊。
And as a young person, I listened.
到最后一天的时候
，the last day.
最后一天他要上飞机了。
When he was boarding his plane.
好像是要到新加坡来。
He was coming to Singapore.
来参加这个世界代表大会。
Come and participate in the World Delegates Conference.
那时候好多人送他。
And many people were there to send him.
好多信徒送他。
There were many believers there.
因为恐怕说见他最后一面呐。
Because they are afraid that this may be the last time that they will see him.
大家都在这个飞机就等，就是在飞机场那边就是跟他见最后一面呐。
And everyone went to the airport to send him off.
当他还没有进那个进那个 那个啊进那个窗的时候
，before he went and clear the immigration customs，
他就叫了小弟过来。
He called me to him，
他就说你过来过来
，come here，
啊、哦、大家都看着
，and everybody was looking，
他就是心想说啊、哦、这个年长者要对年轻人交代什么
？They were wondering what is this elder instructing this young person？、
哦、他就叫我过来
，and he called me to him，
然后他就用他的手遮住他的嘴巴
，and he used his hand to cover his mouth，
啊放在我的耳朵旁边
，and placed it next to my ear，
啊、哦、他就开始讲了一句话
，and he said one thing，
啊、哦、他就说。
And you say,
哎，你笑的时候 ，when you laugh,
when you laugh,
你嘴巴不要开那么大
，do not, do not open your mouth so wide.
苍蝇跑进去
，because the horse fly will fly in.
是电飞机啊
，and then
平安再会啊
，and he bought his slate.
哇，那知识就问了、啊，有的知识就问了、
啊、，and some deacons ask,
哎，什么秘诀传一点来嘞？
What did he tell you? Can you please tell us?
那人就问了，喂，讲什么？
What did he ask?
我是在笑，在笑，那些关嘴巴的。
Then I was laughing and laughing, but I covered my mouth.
我他的交代是，哎，笑的时候嘴巴不要开那么大。
And never did I expect that his instruction is that I should not open my mouth so wide when I laugh.
哦，到今天我还记得嘞。
And up to today, I still can remember.
哎，那苍蝇跑进去。
Lest the horse fly were to fly.
这节圣经，这节圣经。
This verse
也是摩西交代啊、哦，那年轻一代了，以后要进到迦南地时要怎么做
？Was also the instruction of Moses to the young people of what to do when they enter Canaan.
这是摩西很深的一种的感受。
And this was what Moses had a deep impression of.
当他翻回去看他120年的日子的时候
，When he retrospect on the 120 years of his life，
他知道说他能够应付到今天。
He knew that because he can stand.Until this day,
是因为神给他力量来应付的。
It's because God gave him the strength.
他的过去的日子都充满着神的力量。
His past days are filled with the strength of God.
所以这是现在他有一个很重、很那个、很倚重心肠的那种心情。
So he had a very heavy heart.
他就告诉我们。
And he tells us.
你们的门栓是铜的，是铁的。
That your sandals shall be iron and bronze.
这个门栓是代表鞋的意思。
Sandals are shoes.
啊，那个鞋子代表人生脚步的意思。
And the shoes are the footprints of our life.
他说以后你们走的人生的道路。
He tells us that in the future, the life your life.
有可能是好像铁，好像铜的那么重。
Shall be as heavy as iron and bronze.
啊，这不容易的。
It's not simple.
所以你们要脚踏实地的走向你们的人生道路。
So you must be very stable as you track upon your future life.
这句话是告诉我们这有两种的含义在里头。
It tells us of two aspects.
啊，告诉我们说以后日子其实不容易过吗
？Firstly, it tells us that our future days will be not easy to pass.
这是摩西对年轻人一种的感受啦。
And this was the impressions that Moses had, and he wanted to impress the young people.
而且要告诉我们说啊，你的脚步要铜铁的那样的脚踏实地走下去。
And he also wants us that we must be very truthful, very stable in our future life.
在摩西过去的日子里面
，in the past life of Moses，
他能够让应付到这一天。
He is able to stand until this day.
他肯定的体会到神的力量在扶庇着他，在保护着他。
He must have experienced the strength of God.Embracing him and empowering him.
但是他也知道说这条路走过来是不容易的。
But he also understood that this life is not simple.
所以有时候我们不要常常看到一个人在登峰造极的时候啊，最高峰的时候。
Let us not look at the state of man in his glorious state.
他走过的路
，his past life.
他经过的风雨。
The storms that he has braved.
很多人是看不到的。
Many people do not see.
在我们的现实生活里头
，in a practical life,
啊，并不是一种康庄大道，全部都是顺顺利利啊。
It's not filled with. It's not a large path when everything goes smoothly.
啊，有可能啊，起伏很大。
Perhaps there may be a lot of ups and downs.
尤其在我们这先进的社会里面
，especially in our advanced society today.
哎，我们的担子啊，更加的重啊。
Our burden is even more heavier.
我们必须要具备更好的条件。
We must have better conditions.
啊，更坚强的心智来面对我们前面的生活。
To be stronger so that we can face our life in the future.
这样子我们才有办法跟这种发展的社会当中来竞争啊。
Then can we compete with developing countries?
但是我们信仰道路却不是这样子的。
But our life of faith is not like this.
所以耶稣才讲说，我们这条道路是窄的。
That is why Jesus tells us that this path is narrow.
在使徒行传的第十四章里头
，In the Acts of the Apostles chapter 14，
保罗曾经跟这个安提阿教会讲说
，Paul told the Antioch church
啊，要持守这个道理啊，必须要经历了很多的艰难啊。
That in order to keep to this truth, you have to pass through many trials and tribulations。
所以在我们信仰生活里面
，So in our life of faith，
圣经或是神并没有应许我们啊，一定的一路的都得到平安。
God did not promise us that we shall have a very smooth.Life.
所以我们今日对我们的生活做很好的安排。
So, when we make a lot of good preparations for our life,
我们也为我们下一代来做安排。
And we also make preparations and arrangements for our next generation.
我们都在过着安排的人生啊。
And we lead a life of arrangements.
但是我们可以安排好多东西。
We can arrange many things.
但是我们却不能够安排说，我不要患难。
But we cannot arrange.In a way that I do not meet with tribulations.
我们可以安排很多事，让我们生活能够顺顺利利的走下去。
We can make arrangements so that our life can go on smoothly.
但是我们却不能够安排说，我不要苦难啊，我不要顺利。
But we could not arrange that I do not want to suffer.
但是总是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible still tells us.
我们不是能够靠着他的力量来度过，来胜过啊我们一切的环境的。
That by relying on his strength, we can triumphant over all things.
谁不想一生都平安呢？
Who do not wish to have peace throughout his life?
谁不想眼睛一闭啊，棺材一跳啊，那就结束了呢？
Who do not wish that after they shut their eyes and they'll be going to the coffin directly?
我们都在想啊。
All of us will think of
this. 但是这是人的意念。
But these are the thoughts of men.
神的意念对我们每个人却有不同。
But the thoughts of God for each and every one of us is different.
他对我们每个人都有存着更高的旨意。
Because to each and every one of us, He has His better will.
啊，直到我们能够活着来荣耀他的名。
That we can live a life glorifying His name.
能活得更坚强。
To live a more strengthening life.
我们来看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
诗篇的第二十三篇。
Psalm 23。
诗篇二十三篇
，Psalm 23，
第二节
，Verse 2
到第四节
，to verse 4。Psalm 23， verse 2 to verse 4。He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff they comfort me.
第二节这边告诉我们。
In verse 2 tells us,
有可能一个人生活真的是很舒服，好像躺卧在青草地上一样。
A person's life may be very comfortable, like lying down on green pastures.
他是保持着静态的那种生活来度日的。
He lived a very still and peaceful life.
尤其是在我们的信仰生活里头。
Especially true in our life of faith.
我们能够过这种能够崇拜神的生活。
We can lead a life of worship of God.
其实我们像在第二节所讲的。
Then it's like what is recorded in verse 2.
我们常常在青草地上躺坐。
We are lying down in this green pasture.
我们常常在躺在可安歇的水边。
And we also are beside the still waters.
因为它使我们的灵魂能够苏醒。
Because he restores our soul.
因为它一再引导我们的路。
Because he keeps on leading our paths.
但是在第四节里头。
But in verse 4,
却告诉我们
tells us,
也有时间。行过死荫幽谷的时候
，There will be times that we will pass through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们日子也有经过死荫幽谷的时候
，And there will be a time in our days when we will go through the valley of the shadow of death.
死荫幽谷是代表一种死亡或是危险随时临到的地方。
The valley of the shadow of death represents a place when there's a danger of death.
啊，死荫幽谷是代表一种处在一个非常寂寞或是孤单的一种状况。
It represents the situation where you are alone.You are lonely.
啊，但是第四节的下半段说
，But verse the second half of verse 4 tells us.
虽然是死荫幽谷
，although it is the valley of the shadow of death.
但是能够从那边出来，是在乎能不能捉到神的杖，神的杖啊。
Whether you can come out of this valley of shadow of death lies whether you are able to grab hold of the rod and the staff of the Lord.
一个人站不稳的时候,
when the person cannot stand properly,
如果他有这个杖,有这个杆, 啊, 就使到他稳下来了,
if he has this rod and this staff, he can stand firmly.
那我们生活, 神就是我们这个杖, 这个杆,
in our life, the Lord is our rod and our staff.
啊, 神在我们生活能够跟我们同在, 就是你可以做到,你可以扶到这个杖, 这个杆啦。
Because when God abides with us, we are able to hold on to his rod and his staff.
好, 所以在这边告诉我们, 有平顺的时候, 也有死因又苦的时候。
So this verse tells us that there are times when there is peace, as well as times when we must walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
摩西讲的那一句话,
the verse that Moses spoke.
哎, 你的日子如何, 力量也必如何。
As your days, so shall your strength be.
其实他曾经, 他自己过去的日子也不是好过到哪里去的。
In fact, his past life was not much better.
我们来看生命记,
let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记的第32章,
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记的第32章,
Deuteronomy chapter 32,
第十节,
verse 10,
第十节,
verse 10. He found him in a desert land, and in a waste land, a howling wilderness. He encircled him, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye.
这边讲说他过去的日子里面,
it tells us that in his past life,
如果我们读到这生命记32章的话,
when we read Deuteronomy chapter 32,
你会发觉到说摩西过去的40年的米甸旷野的生活,
we can find that in his 40 years of his life in the wilderness of Midian,
他不是虚度日子一天过一天的,
he did not spend his life wastefully.
在他第二个阶段40年的旷野生活里头,
because in his second stage of his life in the wilderness,
他反而在大自然里头来找到神的道理,
he found the teaching of God in nature.
他处在那种大自然当中, 而感受到神的保护,
while he lived in nature, he felt the protection of God.
但是在这首歌, 他这样子说,
but in his song, he said,
其实他讲他, 就是他本身来的,
when the word he refers to, him refers to him, 就说, himself.
耶和华遇见他在旷野,荒凉的, 环境里面,
he means the Lord found him in a wilderness land.
旷野, 没有人,
and there wasn't anyone in the wilderness.
那是环境恶劣的地方,
it was a place of adverse environment.
在那边他生命也没有得到保障,
at the place there was no security in his life.
所以他就讲说那个日子也有野兽吼叫的日子,
that's why he tells us there were animals howling.
所以这是他过去40年在旷野当中所度过的很困难的日子啊。
And he tells us that the 40 years of his life in the wilderness was a very difficult period of his life.
你在感受到他刚那个33章他讲的那一句话,
so then you can feel what he wrote in chapter 33.
我以前的日子是这样子走过来的,
that I passed my life in this manner.
我以前的日子是旷野荒凉的日子来的,
that my past life are days in the wilderness.
而且是充满着野兽的日子,
and it's filled with beasts around.
所以是有生命危险的日子,
there's always a danger of death.
但是他说我的日子如何, 我走过来的, 我的力量也如何,
but Moses tells us that how his life is, his strength shall be, and he has passed his life.
因为他感受到神一直在保护着他,
because he understands and feels the protection of God continuously.
所以第十节的下半段,
so the second portion of verse 10,
他就这样子说了,
it tells us,
啊, 你看有神, 啊, 哦, 有神在环绕他, 环, 看顾我, 保护我, 环绕着我。
God encircled him, God protected him.
啊, 如同保护眼中的同人一样。
Just like keeping the others.
这就是摩西他得到的最基本的力量。
And this was the most basic strength that Moses received.
而且使到他自己能够再继续他的前面的日子。
And this allowed him to proceed his life in the future.
我们来想象一下子摩西从王宫逃出来的时候,
let's think of the time when Moses ran out of the palace.
一下子从这个王宫的生活一直到旷野的生活,
his life changed drastically from the life in the palace to the life in the wilderness.
这是一般人不能够想象而不能够接受的,
this is something that nobody could imagine,
这是不可能,
and accept.
这是不可能的事情,
this is not possible.
如果我们今天过着新加坡的生活,
if today we live our life in Singapore,
突然一夜之间, 我们却变成第, 好, 变成印度生活, 或是非洲生活,
and overnight we are to live a life in India or even Africa.
这个时候我们会感觉到很难挨下去了。
At this time we feel that it's difficult for us to continue.
哎, 小弟在沙巴,
in Sabah.
常常遇到星期六星期日的时候
when it was Sabbath on Sundays.
神学生都被派到内陆去啊.
When the theological students are sent to the hill tribes areas.
到内陆的时候
at those places.
我第一句话先问我的同学
my first question to my fellow classmates.
那边有水吗?
Is there water at the place?
那边有电吗?
Is there electricity at the place?
但是常常我的答案是很失望啊。
But I often receive a very disappointed reply.
答案只给我一半而已。
Because my question was always half answered.
很多时候有的地方有水没有电。
Very often places will have water but no electricity.
有地方没有电，有电却没有水。
For some areas there is electricity but there's no water.
所以进到那边的时候
So we enter this inner region
开始的时候
And start
那日子蛮难过的
It was difficult for us to pass our days
一个小时好像一天一样
An hour is just like a day
要过一天两天的尤其是领恩会
And we have to pass about one or two days especially during spiritual meetings
摩西的生活也是一样啊
The life of Moses was likewise
他是不容易过的
It was difficult for him
但是最低限度他所感受到的是有神在保护着他
But to the least extent he can feel the protection of God
我们来看一个例子
Let's take a look at an example
我们来看这个路德记
Let's turn to the book of Ruth
路德记的第一章
Ruth chapter 1
我们从这个第十九节开始看
Let's read from verse 19 onwards
路德记的第一章
Ruth chapter 1 verse 19 onwards
第十九节到二十一节
Verse 19 to verse 21 Now the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem And it happened when they had come to Bethlehem That all the city was excited because of them And the women said Is this Naomi? But she said to them Do not call me Naomi because call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me?
Naomi, 在十年前,
Naomi 10 years ago,
她跟着她的丈夫以利米勒, 从这个伯利恒粮食之家到摩亚地区,
She left with her husband Elimelech from Bethlehem, the household of food, to the land of Moab.
And 摩亚地是外邦地.
And the country of Moab is a Gentile land.
她从伯利恒离开到摩亚地，也是代表说她已离开她信仰的重心.
And his leaving from Bethlehem to Moab also represents she left her faith.
那第一章的第一节告诉我们,
And in chapter 1, verse 1 tells
那个时候也是士师的时期,
that in those days were the days when the judges ruled.
如果我们来看这个士师记的话,
And if you look at the book of Judges,
那边有告诉我们有两种的状况,
there were two scenarios at that time.
士师记第十七章说,
Judges chapter 17 tells
那一个人家里头, 他们喜欢立谁是祭司, 那个人就是祭司。
They haphazardly set up their own priest for themselves.
意思是说, 他们信仰生活已经很混乱了。
Is to tell us that their life of religious faith was chaotic.
已经没有秩序了。
There was no order.
那在这个四十记的最后章里面,
And in the last chapter of the book of Judges,
圣经又记载说, 他们个人, 因为没有王任意而行,
It records that in those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
他们的生活也是混乱的,
And their lives were chaotic.
大家是自己的王。
Everybody were king to themselves.
无论是在他们信仰生活里面,
so regardless whether it is their life of faith,
日常生活里头,
or in their daily lives,
他们都已经失去了真神,
they have lost the true God.
在这种状况之下,
in such situation,
很典型的这家人,
the example of this family,
就是以利米勒和拿俄米这家人,
the family of Elimelech and Naomi.
他们因为遇到这个伯利恒有饥荒,
because they met with a famine in Bethlehem.
所以照常来讲, 要离开是一个人之常情的说法,
so it became something rational in the eyes of men to depart from that country.
但是十年以后,
but 10 years later,
当拿俄米回去的时候,
when Naomi returned,
刚才我们读过那一段圣经,
the passage of the Bible which we read just now,
很重要的是一句话, 21节,
the important thing that is recorded in verse 21,
我们看第一章, 21节,
chapter 1 verse 21,
这是拿俄米的感受。
These were the feelings of Naomi.
她说，我本来是满满的出气啊。
She tells us, I went out full.
但是现在我空空的回来了。
And now I return and empty-handed.
以前他出玻璃痕的时候，在他的看法是应该空空的。
In the past, when he left, departed from Bethlehem, he should have viewed that he was empty.
因为那个地方
he was empty.
那个地方饥荒。
Because there was famine in that land.
所以一家人就出去了。
That's why the entire family left the place.
但是过了十年。
But after 10 years,
他才感受得到。
Then she felt.
那个时候应该是满满出气的。
That at that time she went out full.
因为那个时候有神。
Because at that time there was God.
那时候有信仰。
There was faith.
那时候有神的同在。
There was the abundance of God.
我为什么现在这么傻？
Why am I so silly?
我现在才知道说我出到外面的时候却空空的回来。
Why do I realize now that I, after I depart, then I feel that I return empty-handed?
以前我是满满的出气的。
In the past, I went out full.
这边告诉我们一样东西。
Here tells us this thing.
原来满满和空空。
Whether it's full or empty.
不能够用物质来做衡量。
It's not measured by physical possession.
其实还有很多人在玻璃痕挨过饥荒的。
In fact, there are many people, many others, who have passed through this famine in Bethlehem.
至少现在十九节的那些妇人啊，他们都是在伯利恒挨过饥荒的。
To the least extent, the women recorded in verse 19 has passed famine in Bethlehem.
他们惊讶看到拿俄米回来了。
And they saw Naomi returned.
所以这也告诉我们
，So here tells
一个人的日子
that the life of a man
坚不坚强
，whether he's strong，
也不是用他说改变他的环境就可以坚强起来的。
It's not.He will not become strong just by changing his environment.
我到这个地方我很软弱。
When I'm this place, I'm weak.
我到那个地方那个地方祷告比较有力不会软弱。
When I go to that certain place, I pray, then I have more strength and I will not be weak.
那个地方我可以坚强起来。
And I can be strengthened at that place.
不是这样子的。跟他的门徒要离别的时候
，Because when the Lord Jesus was departing from his disciples，
向他们显现了40天
，and in the 40 days、when he appeared to his disciples，
他要升天去了
，and before he ascended to heaven，
那很出名的，他交代门徒们
，and he instructed his disciples，
你们勿要离开耶路撒冷
，do not depart from Jerusalem。
他说对门徒来说
，to the disciples，
或者对彼得来说
，or to Peter。
耶路撒冷是最危险的最危险的地方。
Jerusalem was the most dangerous place.
那个地方是恶势力最强的地方。
The Jerusalem was the place where opposition was the strongest.
就是因为那边是抵挡耶稣的总部啊。
Because there lies the headquarters where people opposed the Lord Jesus.
但是耶稣为什么叫他们不要离开那边呢
？But why did the Lord instruct them not to leave Jerusalem?
对他们来说有什么教训呢
？What teachings can they receive?
尤其是对彼得
，especially for Peter.
他在那边曾经跌倒过了。
At that place.His faith fell.
他三次不认主。
He denied the Lord 3 times.
一个人曾经在一个方面跌倒过的。
When a person fall at a certain place,
他不敢再回去。
He will not dare to return.
他想回去他以前的日子。
He wants to return to his former days.
他没有力量再面对。
He has no strength to face that anymore.
我们比个例子就好。
Let's take an example.
能驾车的人
If a person can drive.
我们在某一个地方曾经车祸过。
If we met with a certain accident at a certain place.
差点生命丧失了。
And we nearly lost our lives.
自然而然，当我们回到那个地方的时候。
Very naturally, if we to return to that place.
我们会慢下来。
We will slow down.
我们会慢下来。
We will slow down.
当然，中发票另外讲了。
Of course,
叫太快中发票。
If we drive too slow and you have a stomach, it's a different thing.
那我们软弱的地方，我们常常是不敢去面对。
And the places where we are weak.We do not have the courage to face those
我们那段日子我们常常不敢想回去
And we do not want to return to those days where we are
是不是环境改一改就可以坚强起来吗
But is it true that by changing our environment we can be strengthened
不一定的
Not true
但重点是有没有神的同在
The important thing lies whether is there any abidance of God
所以彼得在那个耶路撒冷站立起来了
So Peter stood up once again in Jerusalem
尤其圣灵降下的时候
Especially so when the Holy Spirit descended
耶路撒冷是最难开始的。
Jerusalem was the place where it's the most difficult to start.
但是偏偏耶稣要他们回去来拿起这个挑战。
But our Lord Jesus wants them to return deliberately to receive this challenge.
就是告诉我们说，在最软弱的日子，在最软弱的地方当中站起来。
That is to tell us that we must stand up from our weaknesses.
那这样子站起来的时候
，and when we stand up,
你就会发觉到你更坚强了。
Then you can find that you are stronger.
当你要站起来的时候。
When you are standing up,
因为你需要神的力量
because you need the strength of God.
你得到了
and you receive it.
那你就更坚强了
then you shall be stronger.
这个拿俄米也是一样
Naomi is likewise.
她现在感觉到我走回伯利恒
she feels that when she, as she treads towards Bethlehem.
那个是有神恩典的地方
It was the place where the grace of God was there.
那个是有神同在的地方。
A place where God abides.
所以他说, 以前我真的是很傻。
And he says that in the past I was foolish.
我是满满的醋劲。
Because I went out full.
我现在空空的回来。
But I returned empty-handed.
好, 所以我们也不要成为第二个拿欧米了。
Let us not become the second Naomi.
10年的代价太大了。
The price of 10 years is too great.
而且丈夫也丧掉生命。
And her husband lost her life.
两个儿子也离开。
Both of her two sons also died.
因为他们一家人都离开神的同在信仰的地方。
It's because the entire family left the abidance of God, left their faith.
所以在我们日子里头,
so in our days of our life,
一一进度我们说要更坚强, 啊, 需要有神的同在。
To the least extent when we say that if we want to be stronger, we must have the abidance of God.
不是有神的保护,
or the protection of God.
啊, 这个还不够的。
And it's insufficient.
我们来看回去。
Let's look back.
生命记。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy.
生命记的第32章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记32章,
Deuteronomy chapter 32,
第11节,
verse 11.
11节和12节, 上半段,
11 to the first portion of verse 12. As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings, so the Lord alone led him.
好, 这边说, 摩西看到一个现象,
here tells us Moses sawing something, a scenario.
他看到这个一个鹰啊, 在一个非常高的地方来筑窝了。
And the scenario he saw was an eagle nestling at a very high place.
那他也注意到这个鹰啊, 怎么去训练那些初鹰小鹰啊。
And he also observed how the eagle trained up the young eaglet.
因为当小鹰被生出来的时候,
because when the eaglets were born,
它还不会应用它的翅膀,
it does not know how to make use of its wings.
所以这个大鹰就有责任要训练它。
So it's the responsibility of the adult eagle to train up the eaglet.
因为它知道,
because he knows,
如果这个小鹰不会飞,
if the eaglets do not know how to fly,
就会因为以后不会飞而死亡的,
then they will perish because they do not know how to fly.
这个鹰啊, 大鹰啊, 就要训练它。
So the eagle needs to train him.
就在它平安稳妥的那个血窝里面, 啊, 要跟它摇一摇, 摇一摇。
And the eagle needs to stir up its nest its peace when it's resting.
然后让这小鹰从这高处地方, 啊, 掉下来。
So that the eaglets will fall down from this high place.
但是这个大鹰还在旁边看的。
But the eagle will observe at the start.
它真的掉下来不能够飞的时候,
if he is unable to fly, 这, when he drops,
这个大鹰还是把它接上来。
Then the eagle will bring him up.
12节他就说了,
verse 12 tells us,
原来神就这样子引导我们的。
So the Lord has led us in this manner.
有时我们的日子要怎么得到力量呢?
In our lives, how can we receive strength?
除了有神的保护之外,
other than protection of God,
神的考验,
God's test.
我们好像小鹰一样,
when we are eaglets,
有时候我们很平安稳妥,
when at times when we experience peace,
我们好像一个很舒服的小羊躺在青草地上,
we are just like a very comfortable lamb lying on this green pasture.
但是有时候在我们的平安的生活的里头啊,
but in the midst of peaceful life,
神就给我们摇一摇,
God will stir us up,
使我们从上面掉下来,
that we drop from the high place.
他这样子要考验我们,
he wants to test us,
因为我们自己在信仰当中拿起翅膀长大,
he wants us to spread out our wings in our faith to grow up.
我们不能够捉住那些我说我不要下,
we cannot grab hold the nest always and say that I do not want to come down.
神一定把你摇出来,
because God shall stir you up, stir you out.
他要训练我们,
he wants to train us up.
他要加添给我们力量, 必须要经过考验啊。
And in order for him to give us strength, we need to pass through tests.
曾经在比啊，这有一姐妹,
there was one sister,
这个姐妹她生了第三胎孩子的时候,
when she has given birth to her third child,
这个第三胎孩子给她很多, 就是很多问题啊, 医生检查到很多问题。
And this third child had a lot of medical problems.
医生也查不到什么原因出来。
And the doctors failed to establish the cause.
一直到怀这个孩子第七个月的时候,
when she was 7th month in her pregnancy,
结果孩子早产啊。
The baby was a cesarean baby.
好, 孩子好危险。
Born earlier.
很小而已。
Premature,
the baby was very small.
And the doctors announced that the baby is in danger of death.
这个姐妹, 这个姐妹的生活很多东西很不顺利。
in her life, her life was not very smooth.
而且现在又遇到这样的事情。
And when she met with all these things,
在她的 baby 啊，那个 baby 危险的时候啊
，when the baby was in danger,
她曾经跟教会的人讲说，信耶稣有什么用啊
？She once said to the people in church that what's the use of believing in Jesus?
还是遇到危险
，I still meet with danger,
还是遇到不能够解决的问题
，I still meet with problems I cannot solve.
她不能够挨过
，She felt that she could not pass through.
那个孩子。那个危险的时机要经过十天
and she has to pass through 10 days when the baby was in danger
在十天里头教会都为她一直在祷告
and in these 10 days the church continues to pray for her
结果过了时间那婴孩经过了危险期了
and after 10 days the baby survived the danger period
过了几天
and after a few days
医院就有一封信来
there was a letter from the hospital
寄给这个姐妹
sent to the sister,
告诉她这个姐妹说啊，赶快回医院去检查。
Telling her to quickly go back to the hospital for checkup.
这个姐妹回到医院去检查的时候
，And when the sister went back to the hospital,
原来孩子生出来之后
，Then she found out that after the child was born,
她的子宫有一粒瘤。
There was a tumor in the ovary. In the womb, sorry.
早早的时候探测不到，因为婴孩压住。
But they could not detect it earlier because the place was pressed.
啊，那这个瘤这个瘤已经进入了第二期了。
And the tumor has advanced to the second stage.
所以医生就跟他讲。
And the doctors told her.
如果你怀孕十个月的话。
If you are pregnant for 10 months.
你看你的孩子都生命难保啊。
Then your life as well as the life of your child will not be able to preserve them.
这个时候姐妹一直在流泪，感受到亏欠耶稣。
And that time, the sister shed tears because she felt that she has let the Lord down.
在那个时候，她不是反映说耶稣不看顾她吗？
At that time, didn't she murmured that Jesus did not take care of her?
啊，原来凡事都有耶稣的美意啊。
But in fact, in all things, there's his beautiful will.
让她早产啊，直到她孩子跟她生命都保住。
She given birth prematurely so that her life as well as the life of the child was preserved.
所以在我们的平安生活里头。
So in our life, where there's peace.
或者在我们日子里面。
Or in our days.
为了神，为了让我们更坚强。
Because God wants us to be stronger.
有时候是在我们的平安当中把我们摇出来。
Sometimes he will shake us out from the times of peace.
他会对我们的信仰有做要求的。
And he will have conditions and requests for our faith.
我们来看保罗的话。
If you take a look at Paul,
保罗是个大有能力的人。
Paul was a person filled with might.
他能够叫人来复活。
He can allow a person to resurrect.
他能够使到人病得医治。
He can even cure illnesses.
保罗在我们来看都有神的能力在他身上。
And we can see the power of God resting on Paul.
但是你知道他的日子怎么过的吗
？But do you know how Paul passed his life?
他的日子也是不容易过的。
It was difficult for him.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第十二章
2 Corinthians chapter 12
我们看第七节
Let's read verse 7
到第九节
to verse 9
哥林多后书十二章第七节到第九节
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7 to verse 9 And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations a thorn in the flesh was given to me a messenger of Satan to buffet me lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weaknesses. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
保罗在他传福音的日子里面
In the days when Paul preached the gospel,
也有很多人要抵挡他的
He met with many oppositions.
所以这些抵挡他的人
And those who opposes him,
他常常在找各方面来控告他
And they find varied aspects to oppose him.
第七节
And verse 7,
他说下半段他的日子里头其实有一根刺
He tells us that in his life there was a thorn.
很多人解释这根刺是他的病啊。
And many people explain this thorn as his ailment.
不管是他眼睛的病或是其他的病。
Whether it's an ailment of the eye or other ailments.
这根刺就是他不能够解决自己不能够解决的地方。
This thorn tells us that it has a problem which he cannot solve himself.
所以控告他的人就说了。
And the people who oppose him said,
你看他能够 行别人啊，向别人来行神迹。
Look at this, look at this man. He could perform miracles on others.
但是自己的身上却什么都不能做，这么痛苦。
But he could not do anything about the ailment he has himself.
这根刺令到他很痛苦啊。
And this thorn brought a lot of sorrow.
本来他富有那个神的能力的日子。
And the days when he has the power of God filling him.
但是因为这根刺。
But because of this thorn.
啊，圣经就记载。
The Bible records,
第八节
verse 8,
他一直在求耶稣求主三次求主了、
It tells us that Paul pleaded the Lord three times.
当然这个次是耶稣、放在他身上 有他的意思、啊、
And of course the Lord Jesus has his purpose when he placed this thorn on him.
使到人知道说能力不是从他出来的
is to allow man to understand that strength do not come from himself.
能力是属于天上真神
Because strength comes from God in heaven.
叫旁边的人、啊、不要把他当成 是偶像啊。
So that the people around him do not idolize.
Yes, 耶稣就把这根刺加在他的身上了。
That is why the Lord Jesus gave him this thorn in his flesh.
对他来自己来说是很痛苦的事情。
But to him it was a very torturous thing.
他曾经三次的很深的来祷告。
And he pleaded to the Lord three times.
进入第三层天的祷告。
And he went into the third heaven in his prayer.
他求主说把这根刺拔掉。
And he asked the Lord that this thorn be removed.
但是看起来耶稣没有回答他。
But it seems that the Lord did not reply him.
第九节
Verse 9.
第八节他不是三次求主把这根刺离开我吗
In verse 8, he asked the Lord for three times that this thorn may depart from him.
第九节
Verse 9.
他却对我说
But he said to me,
主却对我说
The Lord said to me,
我的恩典够你用
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力在你软弱的身上能够显得完全
For my strength is made perfect in weaknesses.
他没有耶稣没有给他自己的答案。
Lord Jesus did not give him a direct answer.
他过着这个有一根刺的日子。
He led a life with a thorn in the flesh.
他感觉到自己的力量好像衰竭下来。
He felt that his strength is failing him.
但是耶稣说
，But the Lord said,
我的恩典没有减少。
That my grace has never diminished.
我给你恩典没有减少。
My grace has never lessened.
我给你力量没有减少。
My strength for you has never lessened.
你虽然有一根刺的日子
，Although you lead a life with a thorn in the flesh.
借着我的恩典，我的力量，你可以挨过的。
But through my grace and my strength, you can pass along.
因为你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。
Because as of days, so shall your strength.
因为当神跟我同在的力量的时候
，When God is abiding with us and we have His strength.
或者有一个人有耶稣恩典的力量，有恩典的时候
，Or when a person has the grace of God.
这个就是他的力量。
This is his strength.
这个就是他力量能够帮助他挨过他不能够挨的日子。
And this is the strength for him to bear the unbearable days.
有可能有时候我们有这根刺在我们身上。
Sometimes we may have this thorn in our flesh.
有可能有一些事情停留在我们身上好久。
And sometimes we may have a problem that rests in us for so long.
我们也祷告了好久。
And we prayed for so long.
求天上的主啊，把这根刺拔掉。
And we ask and plead with the Lord to remove this thorn from us.
但是总是感觉到说好像没有得到答案一样。
But very often we feel that there's no answer.
只有一个答案啊。
There's only one answer.
就是这个第九节。
And that's what's recorded in
this one. 耶稣一直在跟我们讲，我的恩典够你用。
Our Lord Jesus is telling us continuously that His grace is sufficient for us.
够就富足了。
When we are sufficient, we are rich.
所以第十节
So verse 10.
他就感受到了。我们请读第十节。
That's verse 10. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
原来他说他的力量是从软弱那边来的。
And it tells us that his strength comes from his weakness.
一个人他懂得自己软弱的时候
，When a person knows how to be weak，
他开始要求神的时候
，It's a time when he starts to ask of the Lord.
回到神那边去的时候
，When he returns to the Lord，
那个时候他是得到力量的时候。
It is at those times that he shall receive strength.
虽然有一根刺的日子
，Although his days are with a thorn in his flesh，
但是这是神对我们的考验。
But this is a test that God wants us to pass.
所以当我们经过好像摩西的日子一样
，So if we pass our life just like the days of Moses，
但是我们有神的保护
，But we have the protection of God。
我们有神的考验
，We have God testing us。
我们的力量就慢慢的坚强起来
，Then our strength shall regain，
直到我们能够应付我们前面的日子
，resulting us able to face and meet the days in the future。
的确，有神的日子是充满着力量的日子的。
Truly, if God fills us。Our days shall be days of strength.
当摩西这样子讲的时候
，When Moses said this，
他的接棒人耶稣亚也体验到了。
At his the person who took over the baton, Joshua also felt the same thing.
我们来看耶稣亚记。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
耶稣雅记的第十四章
Joshua chapter 14
第十节和十一节
First 10 to verse 11
耶稣雅记十四章十节十一节
Joshua chapter 14 verse 10 and verse 11 And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me, just as my strength was then, so now is my strength, for war both for going out and for coming in.
耶稣啊，从出埃及到现在。
The time from coming out of Egypt until now,
都一直在摩西的身边。
Joshua was frequently by the side of Moses.
当摩西讲那句话的时候，
When Moses said that statement,
你的日子如何，力量也必如何。
As your days be, so shall your strength.
耶稣亚体会到了。
Joshua understand this.
耶稣亚带领以色列百姓进入迦南。
Joshua led the Israelite nations to enter Canaan.
打了一场至少四年到五年的征战。
And he fought.He passed a life of battling for about 45 years.
如今啊，已经占领了。
And now they have conquered.
那现在他就讲了这句话。
Now he said this.
啊，第十一节。
Verse 11.
我还是可以的，
I'm
还是强壮的。
Strong.
因为当时摩西打发我的那一天。
I'm as strong as the day that Moses sent me.
无论是征战的日子。
Whether it is days of war.
或是出入的日子。
Or going out.
我那时的力量怎么样
？That my At that time, how my strength was.
我现在的日子也怎么样
？Now is my strength.
我们的日子
our days.
跟神的同在
，the guidance of God.
跟神的考验
，and the test of God.
是息息相关的
，are closely related.
因为我们日子怎么样，神的力量在我们身上也怎么样。
Because as our days, so shall our strength.